Today on Living in Christ from Pastor Bob Hoekstra.
Every message of man, from philosophy to the world's religions, start with man and put their hope there and try to reach up to God. And we're so anemic and we're so weak. What a futile hope that is. That is not good news. But the gospel is good news, because it's the power of God unto salvation.
When we're the recipients of a bit of good news, we normally can't wait to tell others about it. Whether it's the birth of a child, the announcement of our engagement, or a new job. Well, as Christians, we have the best news of all. It's the salvation we've received in Christ, and the ongoing blessings of salvation too. Now that's good news, and we ought to proclaim it. Today on Living in Christ, we'll be encouraged to do just that as Pastor Bob Hoekstra delivers a message called Such Good News to Proclaim. We'll get into Romans chapter 1 momentarily. What do you say we begin with a word of prayer?
Lord, we look to you now. So great to be in the family of God. What a blessing beyond measure. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for this great, great salvation. Thank you for the love you put in hearts one to another. Thank you for the callings and the gifts. Thank you for your presence in our lives and in our midst this week. And Lord, we ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit. Guide us into all the truth you want us to consider. Touch our hearts and lives, we pray. Lord, we need you, and with hunger we come to you, Lord. Fill us to the full that we might serve you more effectively. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As the Lord may lead, let's start in Romans and maybe just stay there with some selected verses that the Lord has laid on my heart. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Let's hear them afresh. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it, the gospel, is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, to the Jew first, also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. In reading that and some corollary verses through Romans, this summary of the study sort of came on my mind, and we'll see how the verses we look at, I think, come to this conclusion. We have such good news to proclaim to the nations of the world. And this good news is not only about initial salvation, you know, forgiveness, justification, new birth, new beginning in the Lord Jesus Christ, but this good news is also about the ongoing blessings of salvation. The gospel, good news also about transformation of life, about the potential of ongoing conformity to Christ, the riches of heaven's resources through the gospel for spiritual growth, spiritual victory, and spiritual fruitfulness. And rightly so, because it's the power of God unto salvation. Every message of man, from philosophy to the world's religions, start with man and put their hope there and try to reach up to God. And we're so anemic and we're so weak. What a futile hope that is. That is not good news. But the gospel is good news, because it's the power of God unto salvation. And it's available for everyone who believes, not everyone who earns and performs. Everyone who believes, and then God goes to work to give us that which we ought to believe in, that which we're drawn to believe in, from the majesty of his glory in creation to the stirring of his Spirit in the heart of man, and then the proclamation of the good news. Sure, it's to the Jew first, the chosen nation, the instruments of bringing the Word of God and then the Messiah of God into human history. But it's not exclusive. It's also for the Greek. Most of us here are the Greeks. It's for us, and most of those we speak to are the Greeks, the non-Jewish population of the world. It's for them. And the great news is that in it, the righteousness of God is revealed. The righteousness of God. Not only how righteous He is, but that righteousness available for us, the unrighteous. And it's revealed from faith to faith, from one who has faith to one who's listening and stirred to believe and put their faith in the Lord. From an infantile baby cry, "Lord, forgive me a sinner," to growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this great summary, the gospel, the just shall live by faith. Come alive by faith. Be declared righteous by faith, by trusting, by believing in a message that on the one hand seems so unbelievable, but the more you read it, your heart is stirred to believe in it. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. The power of God is unleashed in the gospel. No wonder it can do such glorious things. And early in the book of Romans, the resurrection is introduced and it's repeatedly brought up in this majestic explanation of the gospel. Verse 4, Jesus declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness. How? By the resurrection from the dead. Oh, wrapped up in that good news is the power of the death of Jesus Christ and the crowning power, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And our first consideration, first heading maybe under those thoughts, such good news in the gospel to deal with the bad news that is innate in the human heart. Romans 3:19. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, we might think, well, that's just the Jews. No, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Sure, the Jews had the law written, but everyone has the law inscribed on their conscience, that sense of what's right and wrong and that constant nagging that I've done so many things wrong leaves the whole world guilty before God, desperately in need of good news. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in His sight. No one's going to work hard enough trying to do the right thing till God ultimately says, well, I guess you're just too good not to declare righteous, so I'll call you justified. No one will ever go through that experience. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. It's not a standard we can achieve. It's a measurement under which we fail. But now in the gospel, verse 21, the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. Oh, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, it's the same righteousness spoken of in the terms of the law, but it's now spoken of apart from the law, not as a measurement, not as a standard, but something God wants to do in trusting hearts. Verse 22, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all. See, this is God's righteousness for us, a gift to us, to all and on all who believe. Oh, does this draw the line again from every other human religion? They're all about performance. This good news is about believing. For there's no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You talk about the great equalizer. What is it? Well, sin. We've all done it. We're all guilty before God in it. God puts His glorious law up and measures us, and we stretch up in self-righteousness. You know, you can't even see us on the chart. We look up at the measuring rod. How am I doing, God? And we don't look long enough in the Word to see that it goes out of sight. How am I doing? You fell short. That's the bad news. But the good news is that We can be those, verse 24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Freely by His grace, justified, declared not guilty. Through the years, I've taught and preached often in prisons. My father did a lot of that. Chaplain Ray, he devoted a lot of his life to that. I've often ministered in prisons, and we send our resources there constantly. Oh, inmates behind walls know the glorious sound of that declaration, not guilty. Not that they heard it, but they dreamed about it. You know, oh, to just get that not guilty, and they're fantasizing and imagining and telling their stories, and you know, but they're behind those walls because they're guilty. Oh, to be declared not guilty by the God of all creation, a holy God, a righteous God. Can it possibly be? Well, sure, that's the good news.
You're listening to Living in Christ, and today's message from Bob Hoekstra is titled, Such Good News to Proclaim. If you missed a portion of the series or would just like to hear it again, we can send you the whole study. Request a two-part CD set again called Such Good News to Proclaim by calling 877-600-LICM. The suggested donation is $10. Again, our number is 877-600-LICM. Or listen online at livinginchrist.org. You'll find many other resources to help you live in Christ when you visit our website, livinginchrist.org. One that ties in nicely to our present study is called What Must I Do to Be Saved? It's an evangelistic book written by Chaplain Ray, Bob Hoekstra's father. What must I do to be saved is a question many are wrestling with, and the Bible does answer that for us. God's Word clearly says that all of us are born sinners, and we cannot save ourselves or earn our way to heaven. Where does that leave us? Well, allow Chaplain Ray to point the way in What Must I Do to Be Saved. Maybe you can think of someone you'd like to give this to. It's available online at livinginchrist.org under Resources. And while you're at it, it would mean a lot to us if you'd send off an email to us. You can do that under contact at livinginchrist.org. Please let us know if you find these daily studies helpful as you live in Christ. We invite you to come back for more teaching from Bob Hoekstra next time on Living in Christ. Again, we'll be talking about good news you can use and proclaim.